香港咁好条件，真系冇得自治？
自治得到，真系可以迈向独立？
独立之后，真系唔使被屈系中国人？
福克尔视听，
我 Kylie，
我末日郎，
带大家冲出关卡，探索未来。29集的福克尔视听，我是 Kylie，
是末日郎啊，
对了，我们有嘉宾两枚了，可以介绍一下啦，这位就是西班牙瓜仔，这位我朋友 Cesar， 之后 Ray 啦，刚回来香港的 Ray 啦，
哇，好国际视野喎，今集有英国的啦，
香港的，
香港的咩？
香港、英国和泰国的，
有西班牙啦，德国回来的 Ray 啦。同埋我係不嬲係香港嘅謝文末日郎。
你唔係日本嘅咩？俾人以為日本人。
係咁就今集咧好特別啦。咁可能早幾日睇完呢個古惑仔俱樂部嘅朋友都知道有位嘉賓啦，就係、是、come from Spain 嘅 Cesar 嚇。咁就當然啦，佢嚟香港唔會淨係去嗰邊做節目，咁啊 Kylie 都邀請埋啦。而且佢本身對香港嗰個文化亦都非常情有獨鍾嘅咯，所以我哋今集都同佢講下關於呢方面嘅問題嘅，咁要 Kylie 做翻譯啦，都
係啦。但係我想講一樣嘢啦，其實呢集咧係再錄嘅，因為咧我哋其實本來琴日即係呢集錄嘅啦，咁但係其實我哋琴即係錄之前一日咁講，就係錄咗一集係成棚人出去食飯嘅，有好多人啦，有 Ray 啦，有 Cesar 啦，有 Christine 啦，有阿星啦，有 Henry 啦，好多人啦。咁我哋去咗打邊爐咁樣，帶佢出去打邊爐。咁佢喺香港，即係佢打過邊爐，打喺香港，佢未試過打邊爐。咁帶佢出去食啦，之後錄咗一集啦，之後翻到去咧，狼就話冇聲咯條片，即係得畫冇聲咯。而我唔知係咪有人冇開麥啦，我唔知啦，總之冇咗啦。
唔係個麥冇著到，係啦，唔好話有人冇開麥。係
啦，
你太有針對性啦。
我唔知啦，總之成集冇咗，我就覺得蘇狗聲啦，然後就好唔開心啦。之後咁唔開心都要 fix 啊，咁就。咁啊 ，Cesar 做好好啦，同埋 Ray 都好好啦，佢哋话唔介意翻嚟再录多次，我觉得哇，真系感谢晒。咁所以今集咧就会有内容中有呢个画面，内容中会有条片嘅画面咯。咁但系条片冇声，我哋就会问翻一模一样嘅问题，就系咁啦。
系啦，咁啊，阿 Ray 就除咗
可以出嗰个
除咗出自己嗰个问题，佢会代埋阿 Christine 嗰啲问题去问。你一路望住阿 Christine 个样，然后就听下 Ray 话声。
Christine 问得好绝屈噶，我唔急佢，但系佢今晚嚟唔到已经，所以系冇办法。
呢个就系之前我哋去打边炉嘅地方，
非常大食，但都会
book 咗间房。
Hotpot in Hong Kong， 佢话佢第一次喺香港食打边炉，之前佢喺中国住过一段时间都做过呢样嘢咯。You did that in China, right?
Yeah, in China.
But, but you survive after the food.
即係冇錯吧？
食完中國菜竟然喺中國食完菜竟然
死到。I will live less, but it's okay。
佢話佢短命啲，但係 OK 咁啊。
咁啊，介紹少少啊 ，Cesar 嘅背景俾大家知先啦。佢本身就係讀呢個哲學嘅。咁、而後來就因為讀哲學就對中國嘅哲學有興趣，
就讀埋中國嘅哲學。咁、後屘就直情去埋中國讀中文啦，因為想了解多啲。咁去之前就。即係佢，即係我講少少啦。佢去之前就即係好正常咁樣對中國有個哇好神秘啊、好古舊的國家咁嘅幻想。去完之後就發覺唔係嗰回事咁樣咯。咁所以佢就將佢個愛移咗嚟香港同台灣咁樣咯，類似係啦。
不如先問一下佢去中國之前對中國嘅想像係如何咯？
佢識少少聽中文咯，但你明？Do you understand that question？Okay, 咁就要問，唔係即係如果佢明白我就唔使應。
Are you on purpose to say you don't understand?
maybe you understand, you just don't want, like you just want to make
yes,
like
you got me.
So 個問題咩話？
佢去中國之前咯，對中國嗰個同景係如何咧
？So before you,
yeah, I know.
Thank you. You just say you don't understand. Now you understand all of a sudden.
I told you so.
So okay.
Smart. Yes. Yeah, I think like many people, when we are in foreign country and we study about China, we learn about all these like 5,000 years of history and all these amazing things. And
yes,
then,
there's no 5,000. Yeah. It's only 3,000, a bit more.
Yeah, not even that, but well.
Not even that, okay.
That's next time we talk about that.
Okay.
So, and I studied philosophy and then I also studied Chinese, so I justcombine both of them, and I did Chinese philosophy. So when I went to China, of course, it's all different. There is no Chinese culture or all this that we call Chinese culture, like 5,000 or 3,000 years ago. There is nothing like that there. Mm-hmm. It's only communism.
When did you go to China?
The time I actually went to China in 2008, just for a few weeks. But then I spent more time in 2012 in Guangzhou, and then next year in Tianjin, North China. So I was like maybe 2 years and a half in China.
逆少少算啦，又逆少少，如果唔係一定會唔記得。咁佢去中國之前又係好典，即係頭先講咗啦，好典型咁樣，覺得好神秘啊，成咁樣啦。咁佢就2008年左右就去咗中國啦，第一次。之後就去到2012年咁上下，就喺廣州咁樣住咁樣啦，學中文啦。咁但係去到發覺就根本就冇所謂嘅中國文化，神早唔見曬啦嗰啲嘢。咁去到根本就係共產黨嘅文化咁樣啦，完全唔係一回事啦。咁就 O 嘴咁樣咯。仲有冇其他嘢？
你希望你心目中的中國文化其實是包含啲咩嘅咧？你未去之前
，So what is the real Chinese culture in your mind? Like before you go there, like your imagination or your
the idea we have is even you don't really have an idea, but it's like there is some kind of continuity between the old tradition and you know what you should find there. But it's not like what you don't see is what you see, and what you see is just communism. There is no difference with Soviet Union or other countries. Huh. Yeah, so
there is a difference because it's worse.
Yeah, it's worse. But I don't know. We can say we can talk, for example, about the writing. So they use simplified, not traditional. I told you before the songs in today, the songs in Cantonese when they have a Mandarin version. The Cantonese version is usually similar to classical poetry. They have rhyme, fixed number of characters for every line. And the Mandarin version is just baihua. It's this normal spoken Chinese.
Yeah, but the Cantonese version is already down.
Yeah, yeah, it's going down, but
yeah. So sad. So 其實就去，即係佢諗根本上諗嗰個中國文化唔喺度。佢之前諗嘅係點咧？其實連一個印象都其實未必有，即係大概都係書同佢講嗰啲啦。咁但係去到之後就覺得同根本上係好蘇聯咯，成件事。佢覺得就根本就冇佢想象中或者睇嗰種中國文化喺度啦。之後咁我就答咗，我有分別同蘇聯衰過蘇聯啊嘛。咁佢係認同嘅。然後佢就話譬如佢啲字咁樣啦，就是正體字都唔寫啦，寫殘字咁樣咁。仲有係，譬如佢提到，因為佢聽好多廣東歌，好奇怪地啊。咁佢聽，佢覺得啲，即係因為佢學中文啊嘛，佢睇啲歌詞，譬如啲歌有時有廣東話同埋普通話版嘅，即係同一首 melody 入面有兩個詞咁樣啦。咁佢見到普通廣東話嘅詞咧，即係我頭先都
佢話廣東話嗰首歌係會押翻個韻，
係啦，押韻啦，同埋有啲似古典嘅詩嗰種啦。咁我話呢個其實係好耐之前，而家開始都唔係咁。咁但係普通話嗰啲就係根本純粹一段説話咯，根本冇乜結構咁樣咯。所以佢就覺得個佢哋連自己文化都保得唔好，反而中國出邊嘅地方保育得比佢更加好。
You think all Chinese can play kung fu or feng shui, so you feel disappointed?
I don't think so.
阿羅問佢，即係嗰啲外國人覺得係咪全所有中國人都識打功夫同埋識睇風水啊？所以你好失望噶，唔係講笑啫呢個。
And how about the modern life the 飲食嗰個咩啊
？Cuisine
啊，嗰個文化會唔會都
嚟 cuisine？
哦 ，cuisine
in China. Except the chemical.
Yeah, of course.
Is there anything else?
阿林問佢飲食文化，又我就話咁，除咗化學成分之外，有冇得？佢話除咗化學成分，仲有嘢咩
？No, actually, when I was in Guangzhou, actually the food in Guangzhou is not spicy. But when I was there, everything was spicy. Everything.
Because.
And I think it's just to hide the taste because it's maybe it's not even you know like.Beef or pork, maybe it's like dog or rat or something else.
嗱，正常廣東菜就唔係辣噶嘛，但係佢喺廣州即係即係南邊咁樣啦，中南邊咁佢食啲嘢好多時都係辣噶。咁我開頭就以為佢想講係啲北佬落咗去嗰啲咁嘢啦，但係其實佢個 point 就係話。佢用啲辣味去蓋過嗰啲肉嘅味道，咁你唔知嗰啲係咩肉？
呢個
係事實，我覺得。
即係尤其是一啲唔新鮮嘅嗰啲。
係咯。
Actually, I think for us is when we taste the food in China, it's very clear for us that there is kind of a special taste of metal or you know the chemicals. Yeah,
metal.
You can taste the metal within the
in the food, you can in the water, especially in the water, you can feel that it's some kind of weird taste there. That when you eat the same food in Taiwan or Hong Kong or
any other place,
place, the same food, and it doesn't have this taste.
Okay,
it's like something extra.
佢喺中國食嘢咧，佢覺得除咗有化學味之外，仲有鐵嗰啲味道咯，金屬嘅味道，金屬嘅味道咯。哇，金屬都食到，即係話係，尤其是飲水嘅時候，就覺得啲水好奇怪啦。同一碟同一個菜式，佢喺中國食，比較起佢喺台灣或者香港或者其他亞洲國家食，係完全唔係同一回事，所以佢覺得啲食物全係絕對有問題
嘅。Chinese is a heavy metal city.
Yeah,
not the music but the food. That's so sad.
所以香港嘅水就咁飲自來水咧，嗰個口感都好唔同。
Tap water.
Yeah.
即係呢個係可能其中分別啦。
Quite different from China.
Yeah, but even the tap water in Hong Kong sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Too much chemical.
Actually, but it's transparent, right?
Yeah.
In China, depends on... When I was in Tianjin, the water was just like this. Green.
Green?
Green, totally green. And actually, it was very
surprised.
Funny because when you take a shower, you don't realize, but you want to take a bath.
Right.
When you take a bath and you see the hot water is green and the cold water is red, it's like, what?
紅潮啊！
呢個呢個
呢呢一個體驗咧，我喺外國都試過，因為你喺啲水入邊咧，佢有唔同嘅金屬嘅成分喺入邊咧，你就咁喺水喉開出嚟，你睇唔到就透明啦，白色咁。但係你如果你浸浴缸咧，你放一缸水咧，你會見到啲顏色疊埋一齊，你會見到有色嘅。阿師就話佢見過喺中國有。綠色的水和紅色的水，
他說凍水綠色，紅熱水就紅色。因為他開出來，他說因為剛才我們講就說水中國的水有問題，那我Ray 還是阿郎就說水喉水香港都好一點，但其實我剛才立刻說香港的水喉水都貴，因為他是故即香港落那些化學成分，就是故意落化學成分 去過濾那些東西，那你一喝到就是化學味，但起碼你知道 exactly 它是什麼來的，但是中國是不知道什麼事，一開水喉，他說他在天津那時開水喉的水出來是綠色的，不知道什麼事之後
Green Day
是吧，之後即根本上不能喝那些水，所以就很離譜了。當然
嗯、當你去到中國之後，了解了個事實和想像不同了，你是不是都會調節自己去適應呢？跟很多香港人去中國的情況一樣，你、啊、
調節自己適應就怎樣，
即是會扭轉自己、Ray 可以譯的、
After you realize the China you know is different from the thing you
real thing,
and have you tried to adapt to theWhole
no.
China thing.
What for? It's like.
What for?
You want me to die?
企硬。
No way.
Some of Hong Kong people will change.
Yeah, but I don't
think
that's not really good even for your health or, you know, even if you accept that, but if you have children, they also have to suffer that. Your children. So it's. No, I haven't.
咁、但系以你一个外国人嘅身份去中国学中国嘅哲学咧，当地嘅人又会点样去睇你？佢哋有冇向你表达过
？So like as a foreigner, you study philosophy in China,、mm-hmm. Chinese philosophy in China.
Not in China, like in Spain actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because he studied Chinese in China,、oh. not
yeah, yeah.
just Chinese.
When he studied philosophy,、
yeah.
he was in Spain. Like 咁、mm-hmm. 当中文咯。Like so as a foreigner in China, you learn Chinese like what do the locals talk about it? But I think a lot of foreigners actually did this.
Really, you really want me to answer that?
What did the local think of you?
Think of me?
Yes.
They're very racist.
Racist?
Yeah,
yeah a lot. And when you are in Tianjin, actually in the north of China, you don't realize because they think if you know Putonghua, maybe you can understand them,
mm-hmm.
even if they speak dialect.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are in Guangzhou, because they usually speak Cantonese,
yes.
So they think, okay, he doesn't understand what I'm saying. So they are more open to criticize you even in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
They think, he doesn't understand what I'm saying, so just, yeah. And me and many friends had experiences like, you know, Chinese people like to share the table
mm-hmm.
when they're in a restaurant. It's like, if a foreign guy sits there, then the other person just gets
leave?
Up and leaves. Or even in the elevator, in the lift, if just maybe there is just one girl inside and a foreigner enters, the girl just goes out.
But maybe the girl will jump on you. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I've already read it.
太長啦！
我記唔住，
我記唔住。佢話其實佢喺餐廳食嘢嗰陣時候就試過同中國人搭台，咁一坐低冇幾耐，咁啲中國人就攬埋啲嘢食走，搬去第二台啦。
佢見鬼啊！
真係見鬼！
見鬼！佢話 Sisa 話其實中國人見到外國人咧就。那個反應是一個很種族主義的反應，即是不喜歡外國人。還有他試過在電梯裡進去，見到有一個女仔進去，他跟兩個人一起，然後那個女仔立刻彈開出電梯。
How old is that girl? Five? Or...
No, maybe it's like 20 something.
Oh,
actually, I, after that, I talked with a teacher I have.Who is kind of very anti-China, so I won't say her name. And she asked me, do you know why that happened? And she told me, well, because when we are children, when we are kids, our parents will say, beware of foreigners, they are bad.
Then they talk about the eight alliance.
And actually, I saw that in Spain. Many Chinese people in Spain tell to their kids, don't get near foreigners, they are bad.
Many of their news or TV shows always say foreigners kill them. Your grandfather is killed by the foreigners.
Oh yes, right.
Yeah, but then in the other hand, they are trying to get the foreign passport. So that's why I say foreign someone.
You. You know the Chinese dream is
Chinese, yes,
moving
away
out,
from China.
Yeah,
that's a Chinese dream.
佢咁佢講頭先即係話即係
搭 lift 嗰度。
即係其實中國人係歧視。即係我諗，即係我想講少少觀眾可能，即係我唔想齋譯咯，解釋少少。即係佢話中國人好歧視呢樣嘢，其實你有啲人會覺得，哇！你外國人先歧視中國人，話唔係啊。佢講緊嘢係譬如你中國人成日話，譬如話西藏人係我哋啲人嚟嘅，然後話菲律賓人係馬騮咁樣。即係其實中國人係好乸歧視，但係佢成日都話。即係成日都會話人哋歧視佢咯。咁譬如佢見到西人咧，中國人係一見到人哋個樣咧，即係我唔想話淨係中國人啦，但係真係中國人係咁咯。即係佢見到佢個外表係西人咧，兩個反應嘅就一係就好乸驚，因為八國聯軍侵略中華咁樣乜乜乜咁樣啦。一係咧就見到西人咧就話哇有外國護照跳上去先咁樣，即係完全係佢會。看你外表已經是在想要做什麼、即其實他就是在說這些 很固定的思想樣、
加上、你都不要表現得那麼害怕、Sisa 你可以坐近一點，你看你就是跌了出個畫面
No, I'm just like, OK、
因為加上他們生活上不論新聞甚至乎有他們那些強國劇、都是散播這種思想，當然主要針對的是日本、近年
是、
但是對
一向都是日本、
對外國人都不是一個好、尤其是說、清朝的時候就八國聯軍怎樣去侵略他們、又或者很多、不同國家在一些、國際場合上對他們不禮貌、就造成這個現象、所以就、
一說八國聯軍我又想中國人其實做了很多事情、我又不可以說抵死的但是、算了、
但是、開始認識到他們之後你會有冇都遇到一啲你認為係比較正常嘅人咧？即係對
我唔想問
過，咪要知道啊下個實情咧。即係有冇一啲嚇
？So in China, there's a lot of abnormal people. We all know that. Like, but have you met any a bit normal people? Like you did, right?
Yeah, it's like maybe one or two out of thousand.
Wow,
that's already very very good.
Yeah,
0.1%.
Actually, I think the most normal.Normal people I met was a taxi driver.
Okay.
And it was so funny because, you know, I was with my friend on the taxi and all taxi drivers ask the same. Where is your friend from? Where is your friend from? Mm-hmm. And my friend said, he's Chinese, me. And the taxi driver was like, what? And she said, yeah, he changed nationality.
Okay.
And the taxi driver said, are you crazy? And he didn't say China. He actually said People's Republic of China. 中華人民共和國.
Yeah,
he said that. He said, the People's Republic of China is a piece of shit. They don't have human rights. From Mao Zedong to Xi Jinping, they are all killers. I was like, wow.
Even before Mao Zedong, they are killers.
The smartest person in China is a taxi driver.
即係佢話其實遇咁多人咧，最正常係啲的士佬咯。點解咧？就話有一次，譬如佢即係佢講笑啦，佢同佢個 friend 上車，咁啲的士司機就好鬼中意問你個 friend 係咩人，即係問佢個 friend 佢係咩人咁樣啦。咁有一次佢就講笑話：，哇！我係中國人嚟噶，我入咗籍啦咁樣。之後個的士佬即刻話：你黐線㗎！入籍中國係最差嘅國家嚟喎，對人根本上一啲都唔好喎，由毛澤東到習近平都係殺人犯嚟喎。即係佢話，即係佢咁樣講，佢話：哇！呢個人好正常啊，咁覺得咯。咁但係其實我頭先同我插咗，哇！毛澤東之前嗰啲都係殺人犯嚟嘅，冇意思。其實唔係淨係共產黨，係中國嘅歷史都係咁。
歷朝歷代啦，係咁都你了解曬之後啦，你。会不会影响到你当日所学习对中国嗰个哲学嘅睇法呢
？So after you understand a bit more about China, after you go to China, is it like your experience does it affect you to how you your point of view to Chinese philosophy?
Not really, because for us it's like just like in the Western world. If you like, for example, classical Greece, for you, classical Greece or ancient Rome.It's different from today's Italy and Greece. It's like two different countries, so there's no relation. You don't have to like today's Greece to like classical Greece. So this is the same. It's something different. For me and for many people who study science history or philosophy, for us, it's something that has nothing to do with today's China. In any case, it's something related to Taiwan, for instance.
Yeah. 咁佢話其實就個對佢睇哲學嗰樣嘢就唔係太大影響，因為佢其實分得好清啦。即係譬如佢話佢讀西方哲學嘅時候，佢都唔會將古典嘅希臘當係今日嘅希臘，古典嘅羅馬同今日嘅意大利都係兩回事咁樣咯。所以以前所謂古典嘅中國同而家嘅中國都係兩回事，咁佢覺得唔係好大問題。反而佢話有啲可能哲學嘢佢喺台灣嗰度睇到咁樣咯，類似，所以就冇乜影響。
台灣啊，我哋反而之前冇問過喎，即係你又點樣睇而家嗰個台？即係台灣好多人。
台湾和中国的分别
是的台湾很多人经验不再承认自己是中国人
那他们本身都不是
你的问题就是
怎么看现在的台湾尤其是他说看到台湾继承了很多中国的哲学思想
我问So Taiwan has been like inherited a lot of Chinese classic Chinese culture but then in factTaiwan and China is not the same country, and a lot of Taiwanese people now are saying like we are not Chinese. So how do you see this kind of relationship?
I think it's okay. I mean, you don't really need to use the name China, which is kind of hijacked by the People's Republic of China. It's fine. I mean, you can find many classical culture in Taiwan and also in Hong Kong
and a lot of places in Asia.
Vietnam
and Korea,
like in Japan, Japan. South Korea, in Thailand, many places. So, I think it's not really important. So to speak, if we talk about the real China, that will be like
that doesn't exist anymore.
but it will be Taiwan. It's the one that succeeded the Qing Dynasty, and it was formed in the 1912. Up until today, it's still there. So the territory in the mainland is just something the communists stole from the Republic of China. So it's fine. I know just because of the importance of China in the world, it's like nobody really wants to call themselves Chinese. So it's normal that they had this Taiwanese identity.
Mm. 那他覺得台灣事實上是承繼了很多中華的文化的但是其實很多亞洲國家都有香港、南韓、泰國、越南咁樣，即係好多日本咁樣，好多地方都有，所以就唔使話一定要用中國咁樣，就會騎劫，所謂騎劫咗中國咁樣。但係佢覺得真正中華文化其實就走咗去台灣咯，即係其實中國已經係一個共產黨嘅地方咁。你所謂古典嗰個中國根本就唔存在咁樣咯。
其實呢種情況喺歐洲應該都有出現咯，即係譬如講話羅馬或者希臘嗰個文化咧，個國家滅亡咗，但係俾好多新興嘅國家去繼承，似唔似咧？
又唔完全一樣。So do you understand what he asked?
No, okay. Just in case.
Do you really don't understand?
Yes, translate.
Okay.
Just in case.
So, like, is that situation similar to Europe that, like, for instance, Roman Empire has collapsed, like, a long time ago, but then the heritage, actually, or the culture, actually go to different countries in Europe. So, do you think it's actually similar?
Yeah, I think it's similar. The difference is that in Europe, we don't have a China. So, it's not like there is a country in Europe that has erased all the classical culture just to have well, maybe Ross, you can say the Soviet Union, yeah, because the Soviet Union also had another heritage, and they just erased it mm-hmm. with communism. So maybe if you consider that Russia is part of Europe, mm-hmm. yeah, that would be the case. Mm. It would be very similar. But I think this is just
it's kind of different.
Yeah, we don't have China yeah. in Europe, so yeah. we don't have a country that has erased all the culture
yeah.
and all the surrounding okay. countries.
Not
keep
as well.
It. Yeah, yeah.
yeah. Yes. 佢話其實歐洲都可以勉強咁樣講嘅，但係事實上，譬如你話其他歐洲國家有繼承嗰啲羅馬帝國嗰啲嘢，或者你話啊蘇聯以前即係以前蘇聯而家俄羅斯啦，即係佢喺蘇聯嘅時代都去產人哋啲國家嘅文化，即係佢攞咗嗰啲小國家之後就產人啲文化諸如此類嘢。咁但係其實都冇中國咁誇張，根本上歐洲仲冇一個好似中國咁嘅國家，所以其實佢覺得就唔可以完全相提並論。
嗯嗯，因為對象問題好，咁就響。認識清楚即係中國嗰個實情之後啦，咁就覺得失望啦。咁下一步就我哋 part two 咧就會講下
翻嚟香港，
係啦，點睇香港噶啦？好，咁轉頭見。
Okay, part two we talk.